USA Radio News.
COVID relief talks continue today in Washington. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to iron out differences over how big stimulus checks should be. House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. Swalwell, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, part of the FBI briefing yesterday.
It only raised more questions. And the one thing that was fundamentally answered, he should not be on intel.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also part of the briefing, no comment from her yesterday. President Trump continues to contest the election results. Trump tweeting this morning that Joe Biden didn't win the election. He lost all six swing states by a lot. They dumped hundreds of thousands of votes in each one and got caught. Twitter flags the tweet, saying multiple sources called this election differently. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
While COVID relief is in sight thanks to the vaccine, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. Models show about 17% of Americans have been infected. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray tells CNN, though, it's hard to know just how many people are infected.
There's a lot of asymptomatic cases out there. It's why it's really so important for people to be careful. It's not just the people that have tested positive.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Meanwhile, doctors in California report people are offering to make large contributions to hospitals in order to get the COVID vaccine quicker. One doctor tells CNN one person offered $25,000. The doctor says he declined. Others, though, are concerned about getting the COVID vaccine. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy addressing those concerns on Fox News.
Some of my people back home have called me and said we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either.
Kennedy has received the vaccine. President-elect Biden plans to do so on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Music legends teaming up for a song protesting lockdown orders. Van Morrison and Eric Clapton releasing Stand and Deliver yesterday.
Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave?
Proceeds from the song benefiting struggling musicians in Ireland and Great Britain. Museums are a popular tourist attraction in D.C., but one lawmaker doesn't see the need for more.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why he's against them.
Yeah, look, right now, when Americans are divided and suffering as much as they are, the very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans and start to have them see themselves in separate historical silos. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans. That's not who we are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.